Welcome back to the Noon Newswatch program on 88.1 FM KVSC. Thanks to our station manager, Joe McMullen, for steering us through the first half hour of the Noon Newswatch program. My name's Chris Duffy. I'll be taking the helm from here for the last half hour. It's now time for a live interview, and we're very lucky to have Heidi Aldez. She's the LGBT Pride Festival organizer and director of the LGBT Resource Center here at St. Cloud State. Heidi, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks, Chris. I'm glad to be here.
Excellent. Well, this weekend, the LGBT Pride Festival comes to St. Cloud for the very first time. Pride in the Park will take place from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Lake George Eastman Park. The event will include a weekend of comedians, performers, vendors, and community building. We'll talk more about that as the interview goes forward. Let's talk first about this event. How long is this in the making? How long has the LGBT community here in St. Cloud been trying to bring this event to Minnesota, to central Minnesota?
I think it's been on folks' minds for quite a few years, but the actual organizing began a year ago.
Okay. Let's talk about what goes into the organizing. You said the real down and dirty organizing started about a year ago. Talk about all the work that goes into planning an event like this for the first time.
It was pretty interesting, and I think the key is that it's the first time. So as much as we kind of know what we're doing, we kind of don't know what we're doing. So there was a lot of testing out ideas and running things past some focus groups and different people. But it really was a bulk of brainstorming and then gathering resources and being real honest and realistic about what we can do this first year. It was a pretty interesting process, but the board did a really good job.
And how many different types of people are you bringing together? What's all going to be at this festival for people who attend the festival?
The answer is everybody.
Who won't be there?
Who won't be there, right. Our entertainment is really geared towards families and community members. Steel Blue, which is a pretty popular band in this area, will be opening and closing the show. The SCSU Drag Troupe will be performing at the park. And what's great about their performances is they operate within the social justice framework. So there is education within their artistry. So I just love that.
And it's called the Drag Troupe?
Yep, SCSU Drag Troupe.
What exactly do they do in their performances?
Have you ever been to a drag show?
I have.
Okay, so essentially what they're doing is educating on whatever their message may be. So in the past, a lot of their messages have been about blurring the lines of gender and what does it mean to find support and what does it mean to be successful. They do some amazing things.
Cool.
And then Skip Roper, who is a country western performer who appeared on America's Got Talent and some other shows, he'll be performing in the middle of the day. For our opening remarks, a representative from the St. Cloud City Council will be joining us, Council Member Liepert, and President Potter will be joining us to provide some remarks. So it should be a full entertainment. In terms of vendors, we tried to have a great mix of vendors. So we've got health organizations who will be present, higher education institutions, religious organizations, civil rights organizations. And then the big key is there's local businesses there because at the end of the day, this is a community event. And so local businesses have the opportunity to market their materials and let the LGBTA community know that they also are there to serve and provide for them.
And never before has there been such a public event for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community in central Minnesota. What exactly are the goals of this event?
That's a good question. The short answer is three words, mobilize, visibilize, and educate.
What does that mean in English?
In English, that means that in terms of mobilizing, St. Cloud has actually been pretty mobile. There are many active pockets of the LGBT community around central Minnesota, and we really wanted to provide a space and give them the opportunity to be visible and be seen and be heard. And there are many, many allies that oftentimes really don't get the opportunity to be as publicly supportive, certainly supportive in their circles, but never before such a big community opportunity. So that's kind of where the mobilize and visibilize comes from. The education is, what are the resources available to us? as the LGBT community. You know, for instance, individuals, for instance, who want to go to school. Sometimes if folks, you know, are in the closet or struggling with their sexual orientation or struggling with feeling supported, then it adds on this additional complexity to them seeking success. But here we have all these organizations together, and it can provide an opportunity for even or especially students who may be struggling to say, hey, these are the resources available to me. Okay. And then the other piece of education is educating the greater Central Minnesota community about resources available as well.
Excellent. In case you're just joining us, we're talking with Heidi Aldez. She's the LGBT Pride Festival organizer, which is coming up this weekend, coming to St. Cloud for the very first time. Pride in the Park will take place from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Lake George Eastman Park. It's a full weekend of comedians, performers, vendors, and community building. We already talked about some of the performers. Let's talk about the vendors. What type of vendors will be at the festival this weekend?
Sure. So we're going to have a little over 50 vendors and exhibitors, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
Colleges and universities will be there to advertise their materials and provide their materials and information. Health organizations, the American Red Cross, the Rural Action AIDS Network, other HIV education and prevention organizations, other civil rights organizations, Outfront Minnesota. Religious organizations will be there, community churches, supportive churches, and then local businesses. We have there are some photography companies who will be there, remodeling companies who will be there, some vendors selling knickknacks, T-shirts, and Sodexo is our main food vendor.
All right.
And they have put together a phenomenal menu for us.
And have we talked about the comedians that'll be there?
The comedians, they are from the Twin Cities, and the comedians will actually be on Friday night.
Okay.
So not at the park.
Okay.
And they're coming in from the Twin Cities, and they all have a long list of credentials and shows they've participated in and been on, so that should be exciting.
Speaking of the Twin Cities, I know that there is a Pride Festival in the Twin Cities that's been going on for quite a while now. As far as you know, are there any other communities in the state of Minnesota that have a Pride Festival?
Yes. Duluth has a quite established one. Pine City started out as a neighborhood picnic and grew to a festival. Mankato, and I believe southeastern, like around Marshall, I believe they have a festival as well.
That's a longer list than I expected. Is St. Cloud later than you would have hoped as far as jumping on the bandwagon, or are we right on time?
You know, we're on time for us, I think. I don't think we can compare ourselves to other regions. We have many opportunities that other regions do not, and we also have challenges that other regions may not face. So I think that we're on time for us.
What does this mean for St. Cloud and Central Minnesota, bringing the Pride Festival here for the first time?
I think it means that we are being true to our commitment to build supportive communities for marginalized populations. And it means that we understand that there's a long way to go. But it's on our, we're working on it. It's important.
Excellent. In case you're just joining us, we're talking with Heidi Aldez, the LGBT Pride Festival organizer, coming up this weekend. When you hear people talk about the LGBT Pride Festival, you hear words like empowering, challenging discrimination. It's empowering. How is an event like this? It's probably obvious to you, but to the public, it might not be. How is an event like this empowering for the LGBT community?
So that's a good question. I can explain it as when I was 18 and I just came out of the closet, and I really didn't know what it felt like to be supported by a community. And I went to my first Pride Festival in the Twin Cities, and to be surrounded and congregating and assembled with thousands of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and allied individuals, it's just incredible, especially when individuals have the experience of feeling isolated and excluded. So that's one way it's empowering. It's empowering for the community. We get to come together for an event that we get to take pride in and be proud of. So different ways that it is empowering.
Do you have a hope for how many people you'd like to see come out this weekend, or you just don't want to make any predictions?
You know, I've always said when I work with students in programming, I always say that numbers are not what defines success, but experience is what defines success. But I think that the St. Cloud Pride Board has a goal of approximately 400, 500 people out at the park.
Excellent. Well, it's no secret there have been issues with racism in St. Cloud in recent years. How has the St. Cloud community been, and how is it progressing in its acceptance of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community?
You know, I think whenever we're talking about systems of oppression, it's impossible to just talk about one system of oppression. You know, homophobia is so deeply connected with sexism and racism and classism, and so this is certainly a community issue. Anti-Semitism has been another issue that St. Cloud has faced. I think the word accepting can be a little misleading. The term acceptance in the world of Heidi Aldis means that one person has the authority to accept another. And so we still have a power differential. So I don't know if acceptance is our goal, but I think that support is a huge goal, and celebration is another great goal. And so I think that we are progressing towards this feeling of support. However, individuals still have the experience of feeling not safe. So I don't get to sit here and say that because we're having a Pride Festival that folks that don't feel safe, you know, that's not a fair experience or a valid experience. It is. So are we progressing? Yes. Fast enough? Nobody does it fast enough. But we're keeping it on the forefront.
In case you're just joining us, we're talking with Heidi Aldis, the LGBT Pride Festival organizer. It's coming up this weekend. It's 12:44, and you're listening to KVSC 88.1 FM, your sound alternative. This is an election year. On November 2nd, many voters in the state of Minnesota will go to the polls. And just like any other election year, there's a lot of debate about whether to legalize gay marriage in Minnesota. How can bringing public events like the Pride Festival to new communities like St. Cloud help speed up the process?
I think it's a question of visibility. And I think we don't want to just stop with same-sex marriage. There are so many LGBT legislative issues, especially, again, we come back to safety and we talk about health care and we talk about rights of partners in times of illness and death. So there's so many LGBT legislative issues. I think the visibility can only be helpful. I think that folks see other folks being supportive, and it gives them a license to be supportive. And for as progressive as I think that we are, there's still other folks that aren't quite as far along on the progressive spectrum. So we have to be patient, and we have to meet everyone where they're at and work with them. But, you know, I think that visibility is never a bad thing. Do I think that same-sex marriage is going to be legalized in Minnesota this year? No. Next year, probably not. But it's on the radar, and there's a multitude of issues that keep it on the radar. Anti-hate crime legislation, that's fallen off our radar a little bit because I think same-sex marriage has kind of overpowered it. So as a marginalized community and as a civil rights or as civil rights organizations, I think that we have to be a little bit more focused on addressing all of the issues of the community because we're complex individuals with multiple identities and different needs. So we don't want to assume that, all LGBT people want same-sex marriage or all LGBT people want, whatever else the issue. So
Absolutely. And I wanted to ask you, you said you've been in St. Cloud for a while now. Have you gotten a radar as far as how maybe your former classmates or, you know, members of the LGBT community who used to live in St. Cloud but don't anymore, have you spoken with anyone to get their reaction to the Pride Festival coming to St. Cloud? How are people in the community who used to be members of the St. Cloud LGBT community, how are they reacting to that?
I think they're excited. They are excited. In fact, I just talked to a peer that I graduated with in 2003 who lives in Virginia, and it's just very exciting, I think, for everyone. And we stand on the shoulders of the folks that did the work before us. You know, the LGBT Resource Center began to exist in 1999. Well, there was still LGBT education going on before that. So I think that this success is really, it's not just a success for the people involved in it today, but the people who have been involved and been working over the past decades in this region. So I think it's really a generational celebration.
I want to shift gears and talk about the LGBT Resource Center. Before we do so, for people interested in attending the Pride Festival, I know you can visit stcloudpride.org. Anything else the folks need to know if they're interested in attending the Pride Festival this weekend?
Yes, they want to know that they are not going to want to miss this monumental event for our city.
Absolutely. stcloudpride.org. Her name is Heidi Aldiz. If you need more information, you can look her up on the St. Cloud State website. I want to shift gears and talk about the LGBT Resource Center for just a bit. Some students maybe have never even heard of it, doesn't even know it exists on campus. What types of services does the LGBT Resource Center provide for students on campus?
Well, we offer different resources and services for the campus community, both faculty and staff and students. In terms of campus community, we do campus-wide education through programming. October is LGBT History Month, so we'll do programs, educational programs. We also do safe space trainings for the campus and for departments, which is essentially an awareness training about LGBT issues. We also do about 80 classroom presentations throughout the year for different professors, which covers topics of, you know, how do we dismantle or reinforce stereotypes? What does heterosexual privilege look like? And what's our impact as allies? What's our role? And then for direct student service, students utilize the Resource Center for a number of reasons. One, it's a safe place. Now, this doesn't mean that there aren't that the campus itself isn't safe, but this is a clearly labeled space for LGBT and ally students, and I think sometimes it's easier for students who may be in the closet or not out to not have to guess about if someone's going to be supportive of their sexual orientation. So it's a safe place for students to be. We have a computer lab for students. We have a resource library that students utilize. We also have two student organizations that work with the Resource Center, Out Loud, which is a programming, social justice programming group, and GLBT Alliance, which is a social support group. And so a lot of students will start out in the social support group and then slowly kind of make their way to the Resource Center, because it certainly can be an intimidating space. Any room you walk into can be intimidating if you don't know anyone. So,
just like you were intimidated when you walked into KVSC tonight.
That's right.
For how important is it to have that presence on campus, not necessarily for members of the LGBT community, but say for a student who might come from a smaller town in Minnesota who's had little to no communication with LGBT members?
It's so important. And I think sometimes we mistake lack of experience for hatred, and the two are not synonymous. So absolutely, folks that have not had experience or have the opportunity to be educated on LGBT issues, it's so important, and it sends a very clear and direct message to both the campus community and the Central Minnesota community that we are committed to social justice values. And that doesn't mean that we are always perfect, but it means we're committed to learning. So I think the value is just really so great.
How long has the LGBT Resource Center been on campus at St. Cloud State?
Since 1999.
Excellent. Well, Heidi Aldiz, I really want to thank you for making time for us this afternoon. It's been a very informative conversation. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris. I really enjoyed it.
And that wraps up our feature on 88.1 FM KVSC on this 23rd day of September 2010. That was Heidi Aldiz. She's the LGBT Pride Festival organizer that's coming up this weekend. She's also the director of the LGBT Resource Center here at St. Cloud State. This weekend, the Pride Festival comes to St. Cloud for the very first time. It's all weekend, includes a weekend of comedians, performers, vendors, community building. Pride in the Park takes place from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Lake George Eastman Park on Saturday. Thanks again to Heidi Aldiz.